or develop and deploy a single catastrophic attack with a weapon of mass destruction. Only a strategic attack can change our way of life. Lone wolf attacks, such as those of Olympic Park bomber Eric Rudolph and Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh, are tragic one-time events and shouldn't be confused with strategic attacks. In the immediate aftermath of one of these tactical attacks, we should mourn the loss of innocent life, then concentrate on finding, arresting, and trying the perpetrators. But these isolated events shouldn't fundamentally distort our lives or redefine our national security posture. Don't self-terrorize. Tactical terrorist attacks can change our way of life only if we choose to terrorize ourselves, thereby giving what is in fact an isolated incident strategic dimensions. A terrorist attack is normally conducted by the weak and humiliated as an act of desperation against a superior military foe. As implied in the word terrorism, those who engage in that practice employ their enemy's fears and insecurities as part of their weaponry. Terrorists depend on an overreaction to scale up the impact of whatever they've done. If we overreact, then we afford the enemy disproportionate power. In this regard, we should take a lesson from Israel and the United Kingdom.